The coalition behind the 23-town campaign is called Southeastern Vermont Economic Development Strategies, or SEVDS. The effort came together to stop the region's ongoing loss of population, especially the loss of young, educated workers. The group's consultant, Frank Knott, says the region needs younger workers to move the economy forward as baby boomers retire. But Knott says that's a challenge because those workers can earn more in any of the three states that border southern Vermont. Knott says the good news is that many jobs can now be done anywhere, and that allows many workers to live where they choose and telecommute.
It's no longer that people follow jobs. People are going to communities where they want to be. The community that figures out how to be the place young people want to be, to launch their families, are going to be the communities that win.
Knott, the founder of Vital Economy Alliance, was speaking to business leaders and officials in Wilmington. The SEVDS group held meetings in four Windham County towns to gather insights on the region's assets and challenges and to present the data behind the downward trends. 29-year-old Cullen Navis is a planner with the Windham Regional Commission. She says she and her fiancé are typical. The couple moved to southern Vermont after graduate school because they love the area and because Navis had a job offer. Her fiancé hasn't found a job that fits his qualifications.
He started looking after I chose this job, and he's still looking currently. So he commutes 2.5 hours to Boston, 3 to 4 days a week, and the rest of the time he works from home.
Navis says many young professionals in the region work at home. Some share rented workspace, where Navis says personal interaction can lead to new ideas and business ventures. But none of that is possible without high-speed internet, and residents of Halifax and Marlborough say they're still waiting for broadband service. Knott says the way to build prosperity and improve wages is to increase production so that more capital flows into the region than goes out. Wilmington Town Clerk Susie Howell says many second homeowners would love to become full-time residents if they could make a living.
We need to promote the idea that if you can bring your business or part of your business or some of your income with you, you may be able to make that transition. They might need to hire somebody part-time to assist them with their business. It does happen occasionally. I just don't know that we've figured out how to promote it or to make it happen more often.
Knott says Vermonters' tendency to think in terms of separate towns rather than regions is a serious obstacle to success. The SEVDS group hopes to create a comprehensive economic development strategy for the region. If the plan is approved by the U.S. Economic Development Agency, it could mean access to federal programs that could help the region find its way back to prosperity. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.